pray for the ending of slavery and human trafficking in America. As I pray for this, I have to share quickly one story, because I'm building a national human trafficking awareness center, and we're gathering authentic artifacts so that people can encounter the brutal realities of slavery in our day. And I recently sent an email to a friend of mine and said, is there any artifacts from the field that you can send to us for this? He emailed me the next week and he said, we raided a place this week that was prostituting little children as sex slaves. And he said, and we recovered the clothing of this young girl. And he said, but I'm not sure that you want to use this as an artifact in your place, because it's still stained with the blood of her sexual abuse. Even as I say that, I know that for many of us, that seems such something so far removed from our reality. But having been filming a documentary on the sex industry over the past few years, I can say this, that while not every person who views pornography will become a sociopath and a pedophile or somebody who purchases women in prostitution, every person who is doing those things has a history in pornography. An agreement at any level for us in this issue is agreement at every level, and is the primary reason that sex slavery exists in our world today. Leviticus 19:29, do not prostitute your daughter to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry and the land become full of wickedness. The end of our pornography is the blood-stained clothes of a little girl in a brothel in Cambodia. Father of glory, oh God, Lord, oh God. God, we ask that you would forgive us for our complicity in the sexual violence against women and children in our world today. Lord, I ask that you would forgive us for our agreement with Satan's ancient hatred of women by viewing pornography. Oh Lord, I ask, God, that you would have mercy on this generation of men in the church. And I stand before you as one man, and God, I say, forgive us. Forgive me, God. Forgive us, God, for prostituting our daughters and allowing our land to become full of wickedness. Oh, that you would have mercy on us, God.
Oh, have mercy.
Shine the light in the darkest places.
Forgive us, Lord.
Right now, in this moment, God, we ask for your forgiveness. Lord, we pray on this national day of prayer that you would mark men in the church in a fresh way. Lord, we just cry out for our deliverance, God. That you would break the plague in the church. That you would cause Phineas to rise this hour in the zeal of the Lord of hosts to break the plague of sexual immorality in our generation. And that the plague of slavery, the scourge of human trafficking, would be ended in our nation, God. Have mercy on us.
Have mercy. Rise up to.
for freedom, for the addict to be saved and delivered, that God would challenge the molestation of children, the release of the spirits of power and powers of darkness everywhere across this place. Begin to pray as the team leads us.